And so I invite you to close your eyes and allow this moment to connect with yourself. Connect in a deep way where you're really just tuning in without any outside stimulation. And I want to ask some questions. How do you feel in this moment? What is going on for you in your life? What are the amazing good things that you have to be grateful for in your life? What are some of the things that you may be a little uncertain about or anxious about or have doubts, fears, and worries about? Is it possible that you can place those fears, worries, and doubts into a little package and just give them to your higher self and ask your higher self to take care of it for you? You can always pick them up if you want when you come out of the channel, but for now, let's allow our higher self to hold that package of any fears, worries, and doubts we may have, and allow that to just completely go outside of where we are in this moment. And now, as we continue focusing internally, what is it that brings you joy in your life? What brings you happiness? What are the things that make you smile and laugh? And perhaps I'd like to ask, how many times a day do you go to those things that make you laugh or bring you joy? And perhaps in your answer, you may decide you need to spend a little more time in your day finding that joy and that moment of laughter. And as you are introspectively peeking in, what other things are there that come to the surface for you? And what are the ways that you can deal with them? That too is an answer that can come to you. And so all of these questions are simply to highlight that the answers are not outside. You can receive guidance from outside, but the true knowledge and answers are going to come from your own higher self, your own intuition. And follow that thread. And we now extend that thread to continue into the beautiful, loving messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would like you to continue that feeling just presented to you. Those who have followed the work of Kryon know that the channels that I give you are all given in love. We don't give you advice and then tell you you have to do something. We love you enough sometimes to beg you to do it. But there's no have-tos. But the advice that I would give today is different, perhaps, than what I've said in many weeks. It has a lot to do with the meditation you just heard. I'm going to call this the love channel, where I just sit and love you, where we have a talk, you and I. What'd you come here for? What's going on? If you could just talk to me, I'd like to hear it. And when you're done, I'll give you some advice. If I could give you a list of things that would help you right there, I would say the first one is to throw away everything you know. Everything you think you know about yourself, everything you learned, and understand that you can wipe away the slate. And to those who are invested spiritually, you've learned a lot of things from a lot of people. And those things often presented to you are the best those people had, those leaders had, for an older energy, where truth and love and compassion and kindness didn't rule the energy as it's starting to now. That's one. It's called a reboot to many, a technical current term. Number two, get ready to become renewed, refreshed. And go to work, you'd say, on yourself spiritually in an entirely different way than you ever have before. In order to do that, there will be many who will give you this advice, and I'm going to give it to you as number three. Stop everything you're doing and relax. Relaxation is going to be the key to so many intuitive flashes that you're going to have. Again, I'll tell you something I've said before, that some of the greatest inventions on this planet by very famous inventors whose names you know have all come when the inventors were not thinking about it. So they'd be in their workshop puzzling over a question, an issue, a how-to, what if, what's the solution? And then they go home. And then they're reading a book or they're at dinner. And in comes the solution. What did that take? It took them to relax and be for a moment out of the puzzle themselves, removed from everything, almost in a daily renewal cycle, eating a meal, having some sleep, waking up with an answer they did not have before. This is the way all of consciousness works. There's a reason, dear ones, why you have to sleep. Now, biologically, there's one reason. Metaphysically, there's another. Psychologists will debate what happens and why when you sleep. Metaphysically, it's all allied to many things a psychologist may not agree with. It goes into who you are, what you've experienced in past lives, what you're experiencing now, the subconscious programs and patterns. They all surface. Some have asked, well, if that's the case, sleep is often not the answer. You're right. Enter meditation. And that's why a meditator does what they do instead of counting on sleep as the refresher. And what is meditation? If you'll ask those who teach it or who do it often, and there are many who do and some who never need to, they will tell you it's a rest time. It's a time where things occur to you where they wouldn't during the day when you're at work or around the house, or doing the things that you need to do simply to survive. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, I was cleaning the house and all these things came to me, the syllabus of my next teaching, and all I was doing was washing a window? And you'd say, well, how does that work? It works in the same way. So that number three, which is to relax, can be anything. But I'll tell you what happens when you relax. Whether you call it meditation or you decide to sit there drop into your heart when it's quiet around you. Outside is wonderful in case you can, and there's no sounds to distract you. If not, inside is fine. There's no rule on how to relax except to find that best place and time for you so that you're not distracted and you can go to this super place, if you want to call it. When they say drop into your heart, this actually means you find an energy that flows within you that's loving and peaceful and safe. I created the Circle of 12 for that. Some of you recognize it. How many of you realize that when you cross the bridge, that's what we're doing? You relax. Now, in the Circle of 12, there's also teaching. There are those you meet. There are tables and chairs and theaters and all these things that we presented to you. But right now, I am telling you that these things that I am giving you are critical and easy, truly. It's not relearning any kind of a protocol. It's not having to start over and have to then go through some things that are difficult or to memorize. It's just the opposite. Try to wipe out those things that would irritate you or you think you have to do, and realize that none of that is important. Not really. Not really. And understand that there is a reset going on in your life, if you wish. How many of you have felt this intuitively? Something is happening to you now, in these years, that you didn't expect, that actually you could define as a reset, a paradigm shift, a new you. Old soul, that's why you came. Old soul, if you are feeling that, that's what I'm talking about. There are so many who start to feel those things and worry about them. That is very human. The true answer for you to intuit what is next for you is to relax in the arms of spirit and don't plan anything. Don't plan anything. Relax and know you are part of a grander love plan. Relax in that things will be shown to you in the way they should be. Quickly, slowly, it doesn't matter. All of these things, I tell you, so that you will understand relaxation is the key to knowing what the next step is. What if you, when you're relaxing, find the solution to an invention? And the invention is you. Going to that next level or beyond, as we have said before, and what that might feel like. Or what if it's a relaxation that says, not yet. So just relax until we get there, until the timing is right. And don't fear. And don't worry. And in the process, feel that love as a healing love so that nothing will interrupt the next step. I give this love channel to you. It's simple, isn't it? It really truly is. I think that you reinventing yourself is as easy as dropping into your heart and saying, everything I learned, I am now ready to put away and see instead a greater love and a beauty I have not experienced yet. I don't know what it is, but I'm okay not to know what it is. And just sit and feel the love of God. Can you do that? Oh, it's so beautiful, isn't it? And so it is.